This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What have your churches been learning during the lockdown?
I actually think this has been a great opportunity for us to look at things differently. And I would say that it was probably time for this to happen.
Right.
So I think we realised that things are very much about the local community.
Mm.
I think people are looking for real community. And by that, I love the term about community that says it's about loving and being loved, serving and being served, knowing and being known, and celebrating and being celebrated. So people have a real heart for that. So how do we do real community with people? I think we've learned we can't rely just on Sundays. Sundays are good for some people, but they don't work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But options, which has been good. I think we've learned that authentic relationship really counts. I would say flexible ways of engaging. We've had to do that and done that very, very well. Small groups and tables where we get around, talk about life and faith and what we can do on mission together are going to become really key. And whether that's online, hopefully soon in person, we've learned great value. And I think we've all learned that we've got to live like and for Jesus. So I think there's been some incredibly good messages. Now we need to take that into whatever's to come into the future.
Yes. And you mentioned among those things that you guys have learned during lockdown, you mentioned community, local community a few times. Can you give us some examples of how the Salvation Army has been helping its local community during the lockdown?
Yeah, so Southwest Sydney, obviously a real challenge. We've got a heart for that part of the world and we've got lots of great practitioners out and about. We've recognised a lot of fear out there, a lot of lonely and isolated people. So lots of calls to people to connect because we have lots of people coming to our centres ordinarily.
Yes.
We've had food parcels going out to people. We've had a lot of engagement with kids and even with kids doing the HSC, we've felt for them. So we've done up special packs for anyone that we know about. Some care packs have happened. We've had our frontline services still engaged. So if someone's in recovery or homelessness, we've had to try to pivot a little bit and work out how we still serve them best. One of our places has been used for vaccination and we'll probably have more of those. So our people have very safely and very carefully cared for people who desperately need someone to stay in their space with. So I've been pretty proud of our people in that. And lots of people have partnered up with us in that and it's been pretty special.
Fantastic. That's really great to hear. And Miriam, have you got a word of encouragement for us at the moment? We can all do with it. Have you got something to share with us?
Yeah, I think my word would be there's always hope. And that certainly fits with your station. We can adapt and care for others in tough times and we can adapt and care for others in good times. And I think every one of us needs hope right now. Through these days, we've also realised we need God. So that's a really good thing. So that would be my encouragement. Always hope. Look for it. You'll find it. And sometimes it's found in the people around you.
And finally, Miriam, a prayer. Have you got a prayer you can share with us that we could pray ourselves?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We thank you, Father, because you're a good God. You're good. You're a good, good Father on our good days and bad days. Well, I want to pray today for those who are struggling through grief, through loss, for isolation, loneliness, sickness, distance, and missing loved ones. And thank you for those who care. My prayer would be that your body, the church, would reach out beautifully at this time. And may our world recognise that we need you like never before. Thank you because you are God, you're God in us, you're God through us, and you're God for us. And I would pray that you would help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.